This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of my favorites when it comes to your health and well-being. He's in the know and on the go, and here he is.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm beginning some email. I have been receiving some email asking me why I'm so down on bread. The quotes are given. It's the staff of life. It's the center upon which all of our dietary intake is based, and different kinds of comments like that. I'm down on some kinds of bread, and I'm not down on some other kinds of bread. And that's what I wanted to clarify here. I don't think it'll take the whole show to go through this, but there are some prescient points that it'll sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth from time to time in different discussions, because sometimes I'm pro-bread, sometimes I'm not. Not too long ago, at the American Academy of Nutrition, the national chairman of the Flour Millers Association, and yes, there is an association coast to coast in this country, of people, businesses that mill flour. And of course, they want to protect their industry and, very interested in, you know, FDA and USDA and all the other regulatory bodies watching over the wheat supply in this country. And so he made an interesting, he started off saying that the reason that bakers do not make more whole wheat bread was that the public didn't like the taste of whole wheat bread. And of course, whether you're selling cars or shoes or houses or life insurance, or bread, obviously you want to provide a product that's going to sell. And when you find that there are some things in your repertoire that you're presenting to your customers they don't like, you can have a tendency to at least cut way back on its production or phase it out. Now, I agree that the taste of commercial whole wheat bread is not very appetizing. Kids certainly don't like it. And it's not fresh flour in the first place. And to make matters worse, the oils, which all flour contains, are extremely vulnerable to rancidity. And I have talked about this in shows in the past. And whole wheat flour is as perishable as milk is. And I don't think anyone would ever mistake sour milk for fresh milk. Yet that's exactly what these interests would have us believe when they put whole wheat bread on the shelves in the supermarkets that were milled some time ago. And the rancidity of that oil is coming through in that whole wheat. So the people don't like the taste of whole wheat bread. The only wholesome bread that you're ever going to hear me talking about is made from wheat that has been ground into flour by a stone-type mill within just a few hours of its conversion to bread. You have to get such flour from a supplier who grinds wheat daily, or you get a small mill and you grind your own wheat. They're not all that expensive. And the wheat should be high protein. It should be grown without irrigation on non-depleted soils, preferably organically fertilized. You have to look around, but you can find whole wheat like this. And this wheat will probably cost you twice as much as the lower quality, if not more than that, but it's the cheapest from a nutritional standpoint, because the fine flavor alone will prove its worth. You will find people who do not like the taste of whole wheat bread wanting more of whole wheat bread if it's made under these kinds of conditions here. Now, the difference between whole wheat and white, of course, is that the outer covering of the wheat berry has been removed in the milling process and in the sifting and the screening, so that what is left is a much more white flour with little brown specks that got through the filtering process, and then that white flour is bleached. to make it very, very white. Oh, yes, when you open up a bag of baking flour, whether you're making biscuits or pancakes or bread or whatever else there on the counter of your kitchen, it's full of bleach. That's why it's as white as it is. And it may have bromine in it, too, because they used to use, back when I was a child in the 1950s, they would use iodine to bleach wheat or the flour, which was great because our bodies need iodine. Our bodies do not need bromine. But bromine will make milled white flour whiter than the iodine did, and it's cheaper, and it's easier to do, which, of course, is the direction that industry moves. So you have to get, when you're baking whole wheat bread, it's important to use as much fluid, whether you're using water or milk in the dough as possible, because the finer the wheat is ground, and if you're grinding your own wheat or you're buying ground wheat, you can buy different grades of how much it's been milled. Now, I want to continue with this and give you some more ideas regarding this, but for those of you just joining, welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Doug will be joining me before the show's over. And just as an introduction, for those of you who might be listening for the first time, I've been sharing the microphone with Doug for, my goodness, at least 15 years now. We go way back. He's a patient of mine. We have a lot of fun together, and he has invited me to take up more time on the radio show. And so I started off talking about wholesome bread. And, the reason people don't eat whole wheat is they don't like the taste. And the reason they don't like the taste is because the bread was made too long after the wheat was milled, so that the oils, the vitamin E oils that are absolutely necessary for good heart health, has gone rancid. And we know that rancid vitamin E oils is carcinogenic. So that's another problem that we'll need to talk about sometime. But the finer the wheat is ground, the more fluid's necessary. So the softer the dough, the lighter the loaf. Those of you who bake bread, you know this. And too much yeast, too rapid rising is going to make less flavorful bread. And the yeast enzymes have to have time to work. And bread can be made without yeast if you allow 24 hours to rise. That's where you're going to find the tastiest bread you can come across. Now, bread made from fresh ground flour, baked the day it was ground, is delicious. And you do not have to go very far to prove that point. I remember a particular incident where there's a milling company out here called Lehigh Roller Mills, and I was talking to the miller at one time, and he told me this interesting story about how people would not eat wheat bread, and at the same time, this fellow that the miller had milled the wheat for was being served fresh ground whole wheat bread for lunch without him even being aware of what it was. And the exact statement that came out of his mouth was, "That is the best bread I have ever eaten." And it had been milled that morning, baked that afternoon, and served to him later that afternoon. I have never tasted anything like that. See, this matter of taste instinct is not very hard to test on animals who have not been educated to the perverted tastes of white flour and white sugar that's been refined. Because these animals will eat the whole wheat flour and apparently relish it, whereas the bleached or commercial varieties have little or no appeal to them at all. I mean, it's well known to millers that rats in the warehouse will use a very selective process in determining which of the sacks of grain they're going to infest first. And the preference has always been the grain that was grown on the most fertile ground. Now, if you've ever noticed, this is an interesting observation that someone pointed out to me once. If you've ever noticed cattle or horses feeding in a field that's had crops grown on it, you'll observe that they prefer to eat the grass that's around the far edges of the field, that's essentially virgin in its nature because it hasn't been depleted of the nutrients by prior harvesting. Now, if you're ever in a situation, I know if you're deep in the city, that's hard to see, but if you're rural and there are farms and there's animals, especially after harvest has taken place and other things are starting to grow up in the field because it hasn't been turned over yet for winter. And grass is growing or the original crop is starting to grow again, especially the green leafy stuff. You'll notice the cattle and the horses are off on the sides by the fences where the planting and harvesting doesn't take place because the equipment can't get that close to the fence without the danger of tearing up the fence. Why are they doing that? Because the soil still is loaded with minerals and it hasn't been overproduced. So the human race has been endowed with these taste instincts, which are still in effect if they're tested upon the right substances. I mean, organic food does simply taste better. And when these taste buds that we have are called upon to judge between something that's bad or even worse, then it's asking too much to expect that our taste buds are going to be able to interpret the errors that have been incorporated into the foods by so-called man's intelligence trying to do a better job than Mother Nature. If you've been eating nutritionally depleted food for a while, it's very difficult for you to sense through your tasting sense the difference between something that's not very good and something that's even worse. And I think you can draw on that and make sense out of what I'm saying. My advice is if you want to prove this to yourself, get some fresh ground flour, bake it into bread, and eat it fresh. And you test that bread on some of your skeptical friends. And I think you can establish proof of your own satisfaction that we have not yet become smart enough to change the products provided by nature by all these counterfeit substitutes that are so easy to obtain by running off to the grocery store. So after the break, we're coming up to a break here in a few moments, and I want to talk about the human machine in general as it doesn't work any better than we feed it. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will be continuing with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down-there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARADIO at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARADIO.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, you're wondering, where can I find some good whole wheat bread? Obviously, the best thing in the world is to do it yourself, but who's got time? Now, I have a wheat mill. It's the original mill made by Dr. Royal Lee, the founder of Standard Process. It's a newly made machine, but it's based on his grinding system. Because when you grind wheat, and I'm not trying to throw another curveball at you, but you want to be careful how much heat is generated in the milling of the wheat, because the more heat, the more the natural ingredients are hurt, damaged, or destroyed. So he has a special mill, and it gets to it's slower, but it gets the wheat down to the fineness that I want. Now, almost any town in America now that I would say has at least 5,000 people might have an artisan bakery somewhere in that town. Someone who just isn't in the business for the money because there's not enough business for it. Unless it's, you know, in a larger environment. In a smaller environment, they just love what they're doing. The love goes into the food. So you want to find something that's not a chain, although there may be some exceptions to that. A bakery in town that either buys fresh whole wheat flour, and by fresh, I mean it's no more than 10 days old. Hopefully, you know, younger than that. That's the right word. Or they mill it themselves. And then you want to buy the bread that they make as soon after the milling of that wheat into flour as they possibly can. And then they may have oat in the flour. They may have hazelnuts chopped up in the flour. They may have raisins chopped up in the flour. All those things are fine. What's important is that when you break open that kernel of wheat and expose the oil on the inside of it, where the vitamin E is contained in its one of its richest forms, as soon as it's exposed to oxygen, it begins to go rancid, just as fresh milk from a cow or a sheep or a goat or whatever else is exposed to oxygen outside of the udder of the animal, it's going to start oxidizing. Now, in raw milk, raw cow milk, which is what I drink, is raw cow's milk. When I want milk, I drink raw cow's milk because it's legal here in the state of Utah.
To me, it's like drinking life. But if I leave it alone long enough, it's going to start to sour. Now, sour milk is healthy. You may not want to drink it. But sour milk is healthy because the natural ingredients that Mother Nature put into that milk through that cow's physiology is still present. And there's a lot of acid building up in there, lactic acid, which is very beneficial to the human body, which is why people will bake things with sour milk, even freshly ground whole wheat bread made with milk, but they'll do sour milk. And they may even add a sour start to it to give themselves sourdough, whole wheat sourdough bread. That sounds a little crazy, but I'm telling you, until you've tasted something like that, it's incredible. Or whole wheat sourdough pancakes made from freshly ground whole wheat. And watch the eyes of your children light up. I don't want to eat that. It's whole wheat. It's not. Wait till they taste this stuff and watch what happens, because a whole new world can open up to them very quickly. We're going to go to break here, and when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about the human machine relative to what we put into it, as opposed to having a $150,000 race car in your garage and what you would be willing to put into it, maintain its care. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department wants to continue to work in secrecy. Merrick Garland asked a federal judge late Tuesday to refuse former President Trump's request for a special master to review the evidence the FBI seized from his Mar-a-Lago home, citing national security concerns. As people continue to die and the Mexican cartels gain wealth beyond imagination, the southern border of the United States has been in crisis mode for years. The strain on our power grid, the sudden death of the youth in this country, thinking one pill won't hurt them, is like a bad rerun. Texas Congressman Republican Troy Nels on Fox News calls out the Democrats and President Biden's Alejandro Mayorkas.
Because Mayorkas is nothing but a liar. He looks at the camera and tells the American people the southern border is closed. It's not closed. He's a liar, and we need to get him out of there.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
NASA has already scrubbed Friday's launch for its moon rocket Artemis 1. The space agency will make another attempt to launch the giant rocket Saturday on a test flight to send an unpiloted Orion crew capsule around the moon and back. Grounded Monday by mechanical troubles, managers said Tuesday engineers have come up with a workaround. That will set the stage for blastoff of the Artemis 1 mission at 2:17 p.m. on Saturday. The state of Florida is suing the Biden administration because of what is happening at the border under their watch. America's sovereignty was lost day one under Democrat President Biden's open border policy. Ashley Moody on Fox News is the Florida Attorney General.
These policies that are encouraging this incredible surge into our country is also putting Americans and migrants more at risk. You know, I saw when Secretary Mayorkas testified before Congress the blatant mistruths. He was making false statements, and we came out and we said, hey, I know you said you are effectively managing the border, and I know you say that your policies aren't contributing to this, but you know what? We have a document that says completely the opposite. And you saw yesterday when the White House press secretary came out and said, people aren't just walking in. That's not happening. I mean, I felt compelled to share this. It absolutely is happening. And it's not just slightly increasing. These are numbers that are historic. We've never seen anything like this.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Of Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I have a number here to give you, a phone number, where you can text the word healthy to get into our texting line. If you can jot this number down, 833-510-3306. 833-510-3306. Once more, 833-510-3306 on your cell phone, and just write the word healthy in the texting area and send it to that number, and you will automatically end up on our texting list. No charge, no nothing, nobody's asking anything of you, and we'll keep you up to date with things that are going on relative to our nutritional approach to health. So I want to talk about the human machine for a minute. Now, you know, no reasonable person is going to object to paying a repairman for a job well done. I just moved my clinic from one location where it had been for 23 years into another one. And it just happened that the two electricians that service this building, it's a six-story business office building, were delivered to me from heaven. These guys are incredible. They are very talented, and they will work till the job's done, and they clean up beautifully after the work is over. So when I saw the bill, I was happy to pay it. because it was a job well done. Now, most of us will object to throwing good money after bad when the job isn't done very well. And when Mother Nature created the human machine, or God, or the universe, or wherever your beliefs lie, Mother Nature intended that very few repairs would ever be necessary to the human machine, barring accident or trauma. However, untold millions are spent annually on the repair of our bodies, and because very little is invested in the care of this machine. I mean, since disease is a natural reaction to an unnatural environment, it would only be imperative that we improve the environment in which we live, not just our bedrooms and kitchens and living rooms and bathrooms, but the internal environment of our bodies. As we've always been told, necessity is the mother of invention. And there is an experience a few decades ago out of Cheshire, England, that can tell you the necessity of creating a situation that requires a change in the road you're on, that could provide, that did in this particular instance, just provide remarkable changes in the health status of the citizens of Cheshire. And it was in Cheshire that 600 doctors were obliged to treat people rather than their illness. What a thought. The idea was to prevent disease rather than treat the symptoms of the disease. You know, you sit back and you think, well, there's no money in that. There's no money in keeping people well. There's only money in, keeping them sick? No, nobody would do that. Well, James Rorty and N. Philip Norman, both MDs, in their book that's called Tomorrow's Food, in a chapter that was entitled The Honest Doctors of Cheshire, tell exactly what happened when the doctors of that town were faced with the problem of accurately diagnosing the illnesses before them, or they would just have to work harder with no increase in their income, because under the National Health Insurance Act that was passed prior to that in the UK, each of these 600 doctors on the Cheshire panel was paid so much per capita for the care of the people in their charge. In other words, you've got 1,000 people you need to take care of. We're going to pay you this much money to take care of these people. Now, you either help them avoid sickness, or you're going to have to deal with their sicknesses at no additional pay. Now what? Which would only bring them, of course, an increase of work and a loss of sleep. So these doctors did an awful lot more than, instead of just crying in desperation, or, oh, we can't do this, that's not fair. Their medical treatment would report the systematic and the successful attempts by these doctors, not merely improving, get this, the diets of their patients, but to construct a whole food economy in the entire city, a whole new food culture of the villagers. They served from the soil to the table. It wasn't enough to tell people to eat better. They had to find better food. And to get better food, they had to improve the soil in their local farms in Cheshire, England, by organic fertilizing, crop rotation, letting the soil rest, and during the years that followed, the great improvement of the food improved, believe it or not, the health of the citizens. And so as a result, the doctors who had become, you know, disillusioned and impatient with all these repair types of therapy, turned with something like religious enthusiasm to the building of health and the results that they could show in their patients. And the diagnosis was correct from the very beginning. These people are sick not because they caught a bug. These people are sick because their bodies are sick from malnutrition that allows the bug entrance into the body and an overgrowth of its own population. See, it's one thing to get a strep infection in your throat that's bad enough for the strep infection, but all these bacteria, the strep bacteria, are living beings, and they produce byproducts that become even more toxic to the tissue in which they proliferate. So you not only have to deal with a growing bacterial infection, you have to deal with their byproducts as well. Well, they found out when they improved in this study in Cheshire, England, they improved the soil that gave better produce that was fed to animals that produced healthier meat, and the same produce that the people ate produced healthier bodies. What an idea. I mean, why is it so hard to understand the seriousness of our plight here in America today? Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I have two websites, jackstockwell.com, as well as forbiddendoctor.com. And at forbiddendoctor.com, my wife and I have produced over 200 podcasts. On the homepage, there are three search bars. And the far left one is symptoms. The middle one is products that we recommend. And the third one is the podcast directory. You can put in a subject or you can put in the number of the podcast. And I'm telling you, you listen to about 10 of these, and you'll know, I guarantee you, you'll know more than your primary care physician does. So why is it so hard, darn it, to get very serious about improving our health by improving what we eat? And not just what we eat, but by getting better sources of what we eat. That's why you always hear me lauding the efforts of the local farmers markets. You know, besides the trinkets and the shells and the necklaces and things like, and the honey, jars of honey, which is usually pretty good. They're usually a lot of good organic vegetables and meats that they will be offering. But I'm telling you, if you can turn your diet in this direction, you will change your health profile for the rest of your life. The reason simply that people in this country have come to accept the word sick, you know, as meaning the body is incapacitated and it's unable to perform normally. Nothing, I believe, could be further from the truth to define sick in that way. I mean, merely being able to walk to work, to get in your car, to ride to the store, to turn a few spades of dirt over in the garden, in the backyard once a week, doesn't mean that you're well. It doesn't mean that you're healthy. Today, we kind of interpret the word healthy meaning the absence of sickness. And there are people who think they're healthy that can't walk 100 yards without losing their breath. They can't lift 3 or 4 suitcases into the car before they start their trip before they got muscle aches. That's not healthy. And that's how I want to finish this program. It simply means your body is able to function within certain limits. The idea of healthy. Limits which have been made comfortable by, you know, by our culture that's completely devoted to trying to produce a life of ease. You get up, you go to work, you go home, you sit down on the couch for 4 hours and watch mindless television, you go to sleep, you get up, and you repeat the efforts. If, on the other hand, sickness was judged on the ability to perform, you know, we would find another picture altogether, I think, in defining that word, because a healthy person should be able to, let me be really specific here. A healthy person should be able to walk 5 or 10 miles with only moderate fatigue. This is what I tell my patients. Well, Dr. Jack, what's healthy to you? You should be able to walk between 5 and 10 miles at a decent clip. I mean, I'm not jogging, not power walking, just at a decent clip with only mildly fatigue following. A healthy person should be able to dig in the garden all day without sore muscles the next day. A healthy person should be happy, should be enthusiastic about life, should be able to go to sleep and stay asleep soundly until it's time to wake up. That's healthy. And just because you don't have diabetes or your latest blood test gave you an acceptable A1C or it gave you acceptable cholesterol or it gave you acceptable LDL and HDL numbers or triglycerides or your thyroid function was okay, but you can't do a day's work without wishing you had an easier life, you're not healthy. Now, what can you do to improve all of this? Well, first of all, start with selecting plain, simple foods for your diet. It's the overly processed stuff that my patients eat that are loaded with preservatives, color enhancers, flavors enhancers, mold inhibitors. I used to compare the presentation of some of the food in the aisles of the supermarket like a mortician's work with a recently deceased human being, trying to make that person look alive the best they can for the wake and for the funeral while they're laying there in their coffin, dead as a doornail, as Charles Dickens said. I think they have specialists in these food industries to try to make something that has been prepared for 6 months of shelf life to look like it just came from the farm. So picking things, plain simple foods, like the whole wheat bread I was talking about, lots of staples in brown rice instead of white rice, organic potatoes instead of regular potatoes, fresh red vegetables, raw and cooked, green leafy vegetables, and bread made from fresh ground whole wheat. What a difference that's going to make. Now, after the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug Steffen to finish out this week's show. And Doug and I always have a good time talking together. And remember, you can hear all of our Good Day Health Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at gooddayhealthshow.com. You can listen to my podcast, as I said earlier, at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We're going to have some fun here with Doug in a few minutes to help me wrap up this week's program. Stay tuned.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The hour on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the stalwarts. He's here every week. He's like clockwork. He's always here. There's a podcast that gets produced out of the programs that we do every week. And then you have your podcast. I feel like I'm kind of out of the loop because you and I don't talk as much on the air as we used to. So at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you're still doing podcasts like we are on the Good Day Health program, right? Focusing on some of the special stuff that you do there?
Yeah, it's more radio show recordings now rather than podcasts, but there's a lot of them.
Yeah. And so when you do a radio program, in addition to this one, you do a local show there where you are in Salt Lake City. Is it a focus on you being a Nooka chiropractor? Is it a focus on you being a GAPS practitioner? Is it a general health overview with your particular bias? And I say bias lovingly because you do have a bias.
Well, everybody has a bias.
Right.
I mean, even when they start some new medical-based research, there's bias that goes into research, even if they deny it. But yes, part of my local radio show is a little bit of politics, but then I move into health, addressing what is current in the topics of news reporting of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be, it could be anything, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of health stories that are in the news, including a brush-up on resveratrol. If you don't know what resveratrol is, it's one of the things I love saying on the air, resveratrol. Spell it quickly and see what you come up with. All right, we'll talk about that in a moment after I bring you up to date on what's going on at Calitrin. Calitrin, people accuse me of being negative when it comes to Calitrin. You always say, what it is it? Well... okay, well, that's because there are a lot of things that people think about weight loss programs that are necessary. Calitrin is not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It's not a quick fix. It's not a fad. Calitrin is proven to have lasting results, but it takes a long time to do this, 60 to 90 days. And then if you're smart, and I say that advisedly, you'll stay on the program because it's a very good way of keeping the weight off. That's why I like it. And people who are my friends have been on this, and they love the impact of it. So check it out for yourself. Right now, the unlimited BOGO deal going on. When you go to toploss.com, you can buy 90 days, 180 day, whatever, an equal amount of the product without paying for it. So it's two for the price of one. Use the Doug code when you're checking out for free shipping as well. That's all the weight loss promise from toploss.com and Calitrin. All right, so resveratrol. It's a grape seed. Is it the, now, here's the question. Seeds or skin? Which is it?
Well, it appears in a lot. It appears in seeds. It appears in skins. It's just a, it's a natural anti-inflammatory, and it has great defense against stress, against fungi, against toxins, even against ultraviolet radiation. Now, it seems to concentrate in the skins of dark-colored grapes, but it does appear in other things. But in a recent study that just came out of the Journal of Neuroinflammation, it has a tremendous effect upon patients with mild, not serious, mild Alzheimer's disease in not only arresting it, but reversing it because resveratrol crosses the blood-brain barrier. And it has a very powerful health-promoting quality in that it stops the development of beta-amyloid peptides that create the beta-amyloid plaques that are so familiar with Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm. So this is another wonderful way of connecting nature, which is what we are all a part of. We all come from nature. So marrying the things that Mother Nature has provided for us, created, if you will, for us, to keep us healthy. I used to have a lot of green grapes and a lot of red grapes. I've stopped eating green grapes because of what you told me a number of years ago about resveratrol. Who knows? I eat a lot of blueberries. I eat a lot of blackberries. Eat a lot of strawberries. I eat lots and lots of berries. And so all of them have a different impact, I'm guessing, but all of them have a good impact, right? You can't eat yourself.
Well, absolutely. One of the great watchwords in natural health is eat as many colors as you can.
Ah,
there's a reason why Mother Nature painted it that way to be attractive to that area of our brain that's looking for nutrition.
Eat as many colors as you can. That's fabulous. Let's talk to Crayola. Maybe take some of the colors they have. Find some food that goes with their colors. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.